Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now we're going to head out to our newsmaker line, and a great honor to welcome this gentleman. I had the opportunity many years ago to interview him when he was playing for the LA Galaxy, but now he's a San Diegan, the great soccer star and the U.S. National team's all-time leading scorer. Landon Donovan joins me on 97.3 The Fan. Landon, how are you today? Great to have you.
John, what's going on, buddy?
Going well. Boy, you've been awful busy, haven't you?
That's an understatement. We had a big announcement last night where we are finally bringing professional soccer back to San Diego with our USL championship team that'll begin play in March of 2020, so 6 months away. And then I promptly got on an airplane, and I'm in Miami for an appearance today, so there's been a lot going on.
Certainly. Let me ask you this. You had, a fun, positive experience playing for the San Diego Sockers last year. With you being the general manager now, this new USL team, and there's also rumors out there that you may end up being the head coach, or are you hanging it up with the Sockers, or are you coming back again?
Unfortunately, I am hanging it up. I would love to play, but I've got another job to tend to, so I've got a lot to do in 6 months, as all of us do, before we kick off in the first weekend of March next year. And it's been an incredible experience with the Sockers. I've learned a lot about that game, the indoor game, which is much different than the outdoor game. Met a lot of fantastic people, and it's a wonderful organization, and it's been fun to be a part of that that club that's been so important to this city for so many years.
Landon Donovan, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. Tell us a little bit about the USL, and why is this right for San Diego at this time?
Well, San Diego deserves this. As you know, San Diego's been through a lot with professional sports teams, but soccer in general, right? And we spent 2 years trying to bring Major League Soccer to San Diego, which ultimately didn't work out. And our fans are desperate for this. People are so excited to finally now have something that's tangible and real. And it's been a long process. It's been a difficult process, but good things come when you work hard and you stay committed to something. And so many people in this town, in particular, the fans who love soccer and love the sport in this town, have been dedicated to this, and finally it's coming to fruition.
Landon, talk a little bit about Warren Smith. I've read a little bit about him, but you're really kind of a partner with him in this venture right now, and I know you probably have other investors as well, but tell us a little bit about Warren Smith and his background. He's been a part of a lot of different startup franchises, hasn't he?
He's first of all a tremendous human being. Second, he's been really successful in everything he's done. So for people who understand this tier of soccer in this country, which is the tier below Major League Soccer, USL Championship, Warren Smith started a club in Sacramento called Sacramento Republic, which quickly became the most successful club in USL history. At the time, MLS clubs were drawing 8,000 or 10,000 fans a game, and in the second division, Sacramento Republic was selling out 11,000 fans at their stadium, and that was all because of Warren. He subsequently helped other teams get off the ground, and he wanted to be a part of this project in San Diego. His son, a month ago, graduated from San Diego State, so he loves this city. He's gotten to know it well, and he's fallen in love with the people just like I have. So could not ask for a better partner, and so far he's delivered on everything.
Landon Donovan joining me here on 97.3 The Fan. Where will the players come from on your roster? Are you guys going nationwide? You're holding tryouts? How are you going to go about that?
Sure. So it'll be a lot of different. These will be guys who are current or former MLS players. These are guys who are current USL players. People from around the world. We've signed a player who I can't give too much info, but someone who's not from the U.S. And we will search everywhere. But most importantly, we want this team to reflect San Diego. And that means having San Diegans on our team. We have two players signed already who grew up in San Diego and love San Diego and are ecstatic to come home and play in San Diego. There will be more. And then we will also have open tryouts. The beauty of this league is that you can still find a player who has gone under the radar, particularly in San Diego, where many young players can't afford to pay $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a year to join a soccer club, but are very good players. So we're going to have the ability to identify those players and give them an opportunity to realize their dreams. So probably end of November, early December, we'll have open tryouts. So if people follow along and they want the chance to make their dream come true, then please come on by.
You know, Lennon, you guys got a contract, I guess, with USD Torero Stadium. And I remember back when the Woos of the San Diego Spirit, the Shannon McMillan and Joy Fawcett and Julie Foudy, they used to pack them in there. And those games were so fun, entertaining. I think you're going to a great venue. My question is that venue going to be big enough going forward once you get this thing rolling, you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. So that venue, I played there twice with the U.S. national team and with the LA Galaxy, and it is a fantastic venue for soccer. That place packed is as loud as anywhere you'll be in the States, and it's a lot of fun. So what we have agreed to with the university is the ability to expand it. So right now it's at 5,700 seats. We want to get it close to 8,000. All our data and early indication after last night's announcement is that we could sell 12,000 to 15,000 tickets. So we want to make it as big as we can. But obviously there are limits to what we can do based on the size of that piece of land. So we're going to make it as big as we can, but it's also going to be intimate and fun for people. It's going to be a really, really fun atmosphere to be a part of. Even if you're not a soccer fan, it'll be a really fun atmosphere to be a part of.
Landon, as far as the USL, I'm a little familiar with it, but I'm sure most of my listening audience is. And in the past, it's been more of an East Coast, maybe Midwest-type league. How many teams are going to be out on the West Coast right now?
Yep. So just to give you an idea, 5 years ago, the league had 14 teams. Next year, the league will have 36 teams.
Wow.
So this league is growing rapidly. And just another piece of data, when Warren Smith bought the Sacramento franchise 7 years ago, he paid $250,000. USL franchises now, if you want a new franchise in this league, it costs $10 million. So you get an idea of the trajectory of this league. It's all over the country now. And basically the way to think of it is if Major League Soccer has the biggest 30 markets, not including San Diego, because we are the eighth largest market, a USL championship has sort of the next 36 biggest markets. So as you know, it's a big country and a lot of people who love soccer are getting the opportunity to watch soccer right in their backyard, which is great.
Now, when are you going to actually name the team?
That is happening soon. We have about three finalists for names that have actually come from our fans, which is awesome. Not often do you get a group of people who solicit their team name from the fans and take that seriously. So that, as you can imagine, is a long process. There's a lot of legal hoops to go through to make sure that you can have the name and use the trademark and logo, et cetera. So that I would guess that will happen within the next month and a half or so. But that's been a really fun process because we've had the ability to engage people and ask them what they want. What I can tell you about the name and the club in general is that this club will represent San Diego, and that also means this club is never leaving San Diego. As you know, John, San Diego has a bad history with professional sports teams. The name will indicate that it could never, ever leave San Diego, and that's really important to all of us.
Oh, that's great stuff. We're visiting with Landon Donovan here on 97.3 The Fan. Landon, I got to ask you a few questions about the U.S. national team right now. Doesn't seem like it's going in the right direction from what I've seen on the field right now. Your thoughts? I know you've been doing a lot of commentating and watching these games from start to finish. Your thoughts, where it's headed?
It's tricky, John, and I won't get too into the weeds because I don't want to bore people. But the difficult part right now is that the new coach and coaching staff have very clear ideas of how they want the team to play. And the coach, Greg Berhalter, has been very successful doing that with club teams, with the Columbus Crew. He was in Scandinavia for a while. I played with him, and he's a very bright soccer mind. The problem with the national team is when the national team comes together, you get two or three training sessions max, and then you've got to put a team on the field to compete. So you don't have time to develop the system you want. And that's been the challenge so far, is he has very clear ideas, and they're trying to sort of cram 100 pounds of info into a 10-pound bag in a very limited time frame. And it makes it really tricky. Now, long term, I think we will see the benefits of this, but short term, there's been a lot of lumps along the way. But we got to be patient. These games still don't matter. What matters is that the team is playing in Qatar in 2020.
I got to ask you about Carly Lloyd. There was all that story a couple of weeks ago. She went out there and kicked some field goals. Never talked that NFL teams were interested in maybe signing her. And she said, hey, you know what? Maybe next year, you know, let me practice a little bit. Maybe I'll go out there and give it a go. You think she could handle it?
Of course. I went to Vancouver in 2015 and watched Carly Lloyd score four goals in a World Cup final. So I don't think there's anything that woman couldn't do. Now, she will tell you this too, kicking a field goal leisurely when you have the snap and you got 7 yards to run up and you don't have 300-pound men running at you is pretty easy. In that way, but I wouldn't put anything faster.
Hey, Landon, as I let you get out of here, and I appreciate the time today. I know you're on the road and everything. What else do the fans need to know that want to follow your USL team? What do you want to get out there in the community right now that you haven't already gotten out there?
What I would say, to be honest, John, is that if you want to be involved and you want to come to watch this team play, I would get on board quickly. The stadium's going to sell out quickly. We had a pretty incredible response after last night. I would say close to 10% of the stadium after last night is already accounted for. So if you want to have the chance to see this, I would do it quickly. I know people say that, but that's the reality. It's a small stadium for what we're doing. And I think people will be really, really proud of this club. This is a club that in every way, from the front office staff to the fans to the supporters to the players on the field, will represent San Diego in an authentic way and will give the city something it can be really proud of through a sports team. So we're proud of it, and we encourage everyone to give us a chance. Let us entertain you, and I promise we won't let you down.
Hey, Landon, safe travels. Thanks so much for the time. And don't worry, I'll be texting you from time to time to get you back on the program. It's great having you. And one of these days, I'm looking forward to getting you into studio and talk more about it.
Good, man. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.